It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Every week at this time, we take a look at the world of real estate, what is happening locally, and other things you might need to know from a national picture as well. Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes is with us. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the things we need to focus on today?
I thought I'd finish up our topic on different ways to get that interest rate down, since we're still sitting at 7.37, highest in 23 years. And it's been kind of bouncing. It got all the way up to 7.49 and then kind of popped back down to the 7.37 range. Still over double what it was just about a year and a half ago. So the median house payment in Douglas County right now would be $2,182. So if you bought a median-priced house at $330,000, the payment would be $2,182. That's without not counting taxes and insurance. So that could bump up to, you know, $2,300 or so for a $330,000 house. So our affordability index currently sits at 66, and hopefully your listeners are starting to get the affordability index a little bit. Aaron's been talking about it quite a bit, but the 100 is where you want to be. That means that the majority of people can afford a median-priced house. Anything below 100, not good. And so we're at 66, which is an all-time low as far as affordability goes. So people talk about the 80s, you know, the interest rates being so high, but the affordability index back then was much higher than what we're at. And it's a rough time, and that's why I really want to focus on and talk to buyers if they're ready to buy about ways to get that rate down. And last week we talked about the 3-2-1 buy-down, which I think is probably the most popular right now because it really gets that payment lower. But there's a few other ones. So the one is credit unions. Credit unions often will give a special. I've heard a couple of them in the last few months are doing like a 1% rate reduction, a permanent one. So that helps quite a bit. So instead of 7.37, you're at 6.37. There's also a thing, which I have mentioned on here before, but it's worth mentioning again, is the Oregon bond. And the Oregon bond is basically subsidized by the state of Oregon. And it's for first-time home buyers, but they define a first-time home buyer as not owning a home in 3 years. So it's not really a first-time home buyer loan, but there's two different things you can do. One called a rate advantage, and this is a permanent rate of 6.625. So that's, you know, about 7/10 of a percentage lower than what you can get anywhere else. That's a pretty good one. You can also do a 3% cash towards closing costs and get a 7.1% rate. Now that rate's pretty high because we're so high on the other ones right now. But I also wanted to mention that's also Myrtle Creek is a targeted area for Oregon Bond. So if you're buying a house in Myrtle Creek, you don't have to be a first-time home buyer. There, anyone can use the Oregon bond in Myrtle Creek and get that lower rate.
So
VA also can do it.
Is that is there a particular reason that Myrtle Creek is targeted in this offer?
I think it has to do with socioeconomic status. It's an area where prices are lower for one, and incomes are typically lower. So they don't release why they choose certain cities, but they released that Myrtle Creek is the only city in Oregon only city in Douglas County that is targeted. So it is an advantage if you're buying in Myrtle Creek. There's a lot of properties that get bought and sold in Myrtle Creek. So a lot of people don't know about this program. So if you are interested, just talk to your realtor or your lender and see if they offer it. We've had several people do it here, like in North County where I mainly work, and it was down at 5.25 about 6 months ago. So even that's going up, but it's quite a bit lower than the prime rate that you would get, you know, with no points.
Well, good to know. Good to
couple,
know.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying it was good to know for people that want, you know, or if mm-hmm. people are open to location, maybe that will sway them as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the further away you get from a, you know, a city like Roseburg, you know, the cheaper it's going to be. And then, of course, the further you get away from Roseburg, the closer you're getting to some other city. So that's why South County and North County are typically more inexpensive to buy, because they're just, you know, South County is just far enough from Roseburg and just far enough from Grants Pass that it's right in that sweet spot. The disadvantage is you're further away from services. The advantage is you pay less. And then you got Oregon bond type programs. And then the Drain Yonkala area is similar. You know, it's 35 miles to Eugene, 35 miles to Roseburg. So location is a big thing to factor in when the prices get high, because if you factor in, my commute to work right now is 15 minutes, but if I, you know, move to Drain, it's going to be 25 minutes or 35 minutes, but I'm going to be paying, you know, $400 less a month on my payment. So definitely something to factor in when you're looking at a house is maybe you don't buy in that particular neighborhood. If you're going to buy right now and you can't afford that neighborhood, you might want to look outside of it.
What else do people need to know about things right now impacting real estate?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much. Jackson Hole meeting was today, which is where the Federal Reserve meets in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, for several days. And then Jerome Powell gives a speech, which he did this morning. And it wasn't the greatest news. He basically said that, you know, they're trying to get the rate down to 2%. This was a speech today. The inflation rate down to 2%. We're at like the low threes right now. So we've gone a long way from 9% back in July of last year, but he said we may have more rate hikes. If we can't get that rate down, or the inflation rate down to 2%, the Fed may have to go even higher on rates. And of course, that news wasn't very welcome to bond traders, which determine what the actual mortgage rates are going to be. Are already trending that the rates will probably go up again today, not the Federal Reserve rate. They don't meet again until the end of September, but the daily moving of rates is really determined by two things, mortgage-backed securities and 10-year treasury bonds. And the 10-year treasury bond, if it goes up, rates go up. And right now, let me just double check what it's at. I got a little chart. Yeah, right now, 10-year treasury is up to 4.275. That's up 34 basis points from yesterday. So that's probably going to mean our rates will go up. But I don't want to scare people off, but also I don't want to tell people to buy when they shouldn't. So I've said this before, but it's been a while, is you really got to look at your budget. If wanting to buy doesn't mean you should buy. So really got to check your – get pre-approved with a lender, find out what your payment's going to be, look at your finances, and if you can't make your payment comfortably – and still have money left over to put into savings every month, then you should wait.
Yeah, and it's a hard decision to make sometimes, because a lot of people really want to get started in the equity process, mm-hmm. and purchase a home.
Sure. I mean, to me, it's the best way to get out of to get out of the rat race, so to speak, get it out of there earlier, get equity. 75%, this stat just came out today, yesterday, 75% of all homeowners in the United States have over $100,000 of equity in their house. So it's something that definitely can build wealth for somebody, but you don't want to run the risk of not being able to make your mortgage payment in order to get that security of home ownership. So it's just got to be a really calculated decision when these rates are so high. When rates were 3, it was a lot less risky to go out and buy real estate.
Got about a minute left. What else should people know?
Sure. Well, one thing I wanted to talk about just briefly, since I have a minute, is Music in the Vines, which your company and my company both are sponsoring at Melrose Vineyards. And that is, we just had our second one last night. Nanoki came and sang. They smoked up some ribs. It's $25 a person, but if you contact an Oregon Life Homes agent, we'll cover it for you. And there's 3 more. So there's next week, next Thursday, and then the 2 Thursdays after that. It's 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Melrose Vineyards. So if you want to go as a guest of Oregon Life Homes, give us a call at 541-391-4945. And if you can't remember that, just Google Oregon Life Homes or go to theoregonlife.com and you'll get our contact information. We would love to see you there.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.